Space, the final frontier, located somewhere between Bob's ears, Two Geeks MTC.
I'm Simon.
I'm Kevin.
Apparently I have space between the ears and I'm Bob the intern.
And today's a very extra special episode of Two Geeks MTC because we still haven't caught up with a new name for the show.
No, we never will. Well, I think we're going to have
Two Geeks plus the intern. Although, wait a second.
What?
Two Geeks MTC. I just defined it that it was you and I and the intern.
Yeah.
I don't think that's necessary. No, I think it's not. Two Geeks MTC and it's three guys.
Yeah.
And you have to figure out which one of them is geek and which one is not the geek.
Well, that's easy enough.
Two Geek or not the geek? Is that something?
It's not the guy.
Yeah, you lost already at that
one. Well, it's better than two guys, a girl, and a pizza place.
That was a good show, actually.
I liked that show. I didn't mind that show either.
Ryan Reynolds,
yes. Good Canadian boy.
Some blonde.
So, guys, this episode is called Trekkin' and Dodgin'.
I got it.
Okay, and because we're going to be going into an in-depth look at the Star Trek movies. Why, I have no idea. Just because we can, I guess, right? We've done other movie series for the hell of it.
Let's back this up. We're doing this because you guys are Star Trek geeks, correct?
Aficionados.
I've watched the movies. I like them. I like the TV shows. They're okay.
Own the TV shows.
No, I own the first TV show, the original series.
Oh, you don't own anything else?
No.
Bob?
I have the first TV show on tape, and I've been taping some episodes of the other ones.
Well, do you edit out the commercials?
I try.
Oh, my God.
Have you guys collectively seen all of the Treks? Like New Generation, Voyager, Deep Space Nine?
I would say yes.
I haven't watched all of Voyager, and I haven't watched all of Enterprise. I've watched a few episodes when they're on. But
I'm afraid I've watched all of Voyager and most of Enterprise, so okay. I would say I'm...
Did you bring the ears?
Did I bring the ears? No.
No?
No, but I brought the Live Long and Prosper.
Okay. All okay. Right. We're on TV, right? I keep forgetting.
Good stuff. Let's go.
All right. Well,
stop eating the cakesters.
Things are good.
Are we sponsored by cakesters this week?
Oreo cakesters.
They're good.
Soft snack cakes. Good for stopping your heart.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, so let's try the motion picture.
All right. 1979, star date.
Was there a point to this movie? Can somebody help me here?
Well, let's read. It's directed by Robert Wise, bringing back the Star Trek franchise after 13 years of... Well, I mean, there was some cartoon show in the 70s, too, but...
Bob's favorite, I might add.
Yeah, he likes the one with the big... what's the bear that Spock rides or whatever?
I forget that.
There's an episode where they go back to his childhood. You see, I remember this crap. Anyway.
I remember it. I just don't remember the bear.
Yeah, that's good.
T'Challa or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. Something like that.
Yes.
Anyway, so they reunite to bring this back. There was going to be a TV show, and I guess it was scrapped, and they decided to do this movie, so all the elements from the TV show are sort of merged into this film. Where basically some giant space thingy is coming to destroy Earth. And so the Enterprise is the only ship that's in range that can stop it.
Well, I haven't heard that before.
And Admiral Kirk wrests control of the ship again, back from his new captain. And Mr. Spock returns from studying how to be logical again. So, I don't know. So, all right, let's go with someone who hates Star Trek. What do you think of this?
Crap. Yeah. Boring,
yeah.
Mindless. I want my 2 hours back.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you guys try to subject me to this thing? How can this spawn a franchise?
It didn't spawn a franchise. The TV
this
show.
The one that spawned the franchise. It was the TV show in 1969.
Mm-hmm. Horrible movie. Yeah.
And what do you think, Bob?
Actually, I listened to the reviews, but I didn't pay attention to the reviews when it first came out. Mm-hmm. I saw this movie. I liked it. And then I went, because it was at that time, I thought, oh, great, I can see this movie again, because at the time it was, what, $2.50 to see a movie. Whatever.
It's irrelevant, inflation.
Yes. Anyway, I went back to see it again. I saw it 6 times. And then when it came out on video, I saw it again, and again, and again, and again, and again. So I've seen it about 20 times. Six times.
Why?
Because I enjoyed it.
Why is it enjoyable about this?
And 20 years later...
I'm
he stopped being
it.
A virgin. Sorry.
What is enjoyable about watching this movie 20 times? Help me here. Help me.
unless you like it, you can't understand why it's a good movie.
Now,
it isn't a good movie though.
I know, but it wasn't.
I don't think it's a great movie.
It's not the best.
But there are elements that I like about it. The music I thought was really great.
I was so mind-numbing looking for my shotgun. Yeah. I didn't know it was a soundtrack.
Some of the scenes were really good. I mean, I like the Kirk and Spock interactions, and what was missing was there was not humor that was in the television show. There was a humor and a camaraderie that just wasn't there.
Humor in this?
They tried for the camaraderie because when Spock comes onto the ship and McCoy sees him, he says, "Spock, I'm actually glad to see you." And then he says, "Welcome." Kirk says, "Welcome back," and he turns around. And Uhura says, "It's all we have, all how we feel." And all we get is the raised eyebrow, which is typical of Spock. So they tried.
Vastly
excited. And you came at that point, right?
I came into the theater?
You came in your pants at that point. You went, "Oh, my God, Spock raised his eyebrow." You know what? I'm torn because, you know, I like Star Trek movies and television shows, and this movie is long and boring. Directed by Robert Wise, who's a great director.
Sure is.
You know.
I don't know. I was in focus.
Yeah. It was in focus.
He has directed
they actually movies. Went back and he sort of fixed up some of the special effects and things like that years later, but
why?
Doesn't make it a better film.
That's right.
So if you're not really into Star Trek,
which you can tell Mr. Slyther is not.
I wouldn't recommend Star Trek the Motion Picture. It's only if you have a few hours to waste and you really like it.
I have a better idea. Take your DVD, whip it out into traffic, and go chase it.
Says the man who made us watch Blonde and Blonder. Okay.
All right.
Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, directed by Nicholas Meyer, reunites the crew for another start. Now, come on. What did you think of Star Trek II?
It was better than one.
Well, yeah. Hands down.
No.
Yes.
Oh, Star Trek is a great movie.
You got a villain.
Yeah.
When did he get off the ship? I don't need to get off the ship. It's a Star Trek movie. Look at me. I'm in the ship. You can't get me off, Mr. Kirk. I'm going to take everything from you. Ha-ha, I got my own ship now. Ha-ha.
Yeah.
And I'm going to talk to you through the teleprompter so we never have to be in the same room together because we both stink as actors. And then you're going to blow me up at the end and I'm going to go, I'm dead. Who cares?
He's just turned, like, Ricardo Montalban
what's the point of
Southern
this movie?
Person.
It's operatic. It's
get off the ship, please.
They don't need to get off the ship.
3 steps to film this movie?
Kirk got off the ship.
For about 30 seconds. Time him.
Yeah, I know, because he had contingency plans. He was ready. Kirk doesn't get separated from his ship for long.
I noticed that.
He doesn't believe in the no-win situation.
That's right.
That's why it's space. Like, that's
important stuff in this movie.
What? What is this?
Oh, all the stuff about the Kobayashi Maru test. How Kirk was the only one to beat the test in the no-win situation.
Oh, I remember that. That was funny.
Because a lot of stuff comes back in later films that relates to that.
Like the camaraderie's there. It's starting, the camaraderie, because Kirk says to McCoy, he says, "We're going down there." He says, "Where?" "Down where they went." "What if they went nowhere?" "Well, this will be your big chance to get away from it all." They're starting to get the comedy back.
Right. They're having fun with this movie.
Yes.
Okay. This movie is based on a television episode, correct?
Yes.
Space Seed.
Who cares? Move along. Television episode.
People who like the show. I like the show.
I hate the show. You guys made me watch 11 movies. This is crap.
All right. So at the end of 2, Spock dies, right? Which leads into Star Trek 3. That was a great death scene. It was a great scene.
Even like the little aliens entering in the air?
I like the end of this movie. It was over. Head credits.
All right. It leads into Star Trek 3, The Search for Spock, directed by Leonard Nimoy, who was dead. I guess his character Spock was dead at the start of the movie.
He was.
And
they buried him.
His casket lands on the Genesis planet. Where new life is being generated, you know.
But didn't they make that in 2?
Yeah, they made it in 2.
Right.
But his casket lands on the newly formed Genesis planet.
I remember that.
Which was formed from nothing, basically.
Okay.
In the nebula.
The people out there?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mind this one.
Oh, you didn't mind Star Trek?
I actually thought this one had a point. You know why?
Why?
They got off the ship.
They did. And not only did they get off the ship, but they blew up the ship.
What a concept! We can get off the ship. We have more than one set. And it's the engine room.
Well,
this had to be some of the worst acting as I watched Spot go from Bilbo Baggins to Spot in a movie. Like, give me a break.
What?
And who? And Kirk has a son? Isn't this when they start bonding?
Yeah, Kirk had a son in number two.
Well, whenever they start bonding, we get Kirk's son. This actually has some dialogue.
And then he dies.
Yeah, who cares?
Kirk cares.
This one was a little bit better.
I think another
character,
too.
I got a little bored with Spock going, as he keeps transforming. Oh, God.
He was changing when the planet changed.
He was getting old, affecting his growth.
I got that.
Okay, yeah. Well, you don't seem to...
I don't care.
I
don't.
It.
Moving on.
All right, so the final part... So you liked it.
I did.
I liked it.
This is so
I think it's just kind of a step down a bit from two, but three is okay.
How can it
three connected
down?
With two, but like
well, it's like almost like a trilogy. Two,
yeah,
three and four.
Three and four was a trilogy.
Ricardo Montalban. What a break!
Yeah, he died.
And what? It's got the same villains, Klingons. This was somebody else on the fight
from Hell's.
Well, Christopher Lloyd was
from Hell's Perdition.
There's another bad villain.
Which one?
Christopher Lloyd. Trying
Christopher
to
Lloyd as a Klingon. That was awesome.
Okay, what is?
Well, John Tesh was in it too. He was in that one.
John Tesh was in this movie.
Yes, he is. He played the Klingon.
Okay, here's my point. In two, they fight the Klingons. Isn't Ricardo Montalban the Klingon?
No.
Who's he?
He's a genetically engineered human being.
Yeah,
from the 21st century.
Okay, whatever. Who cares? These Klingons suck. They're supposed to be this savage race.
Yeah.
Me and Yasmin will kick that guy's ass on the planet.
Okay.
Like, come on. I want to see some more Klingons. Like, where are the Romulans?
They show up in later movies.
I actually like them. And those bad guys are kind
of... Okay, so...
This is better.
All right, so they blow up the ship. They steal the Klingon ship. They go back to Vulcan...
Isn't that they go through the time portal?
No, that's the next one.
Oh,
you're seeing ahead here.
Spock's mind gets restored. It was in McCoy.
Yes, I remember that.
Which was kind of funny.
And they had to do some weird Vulcan mind meld.
Yeah.
Mind meld to get the metal.
Oh, man, that would be awesome. And anyway, so Spock's mind is sort of back. It's still raw at the end of three. And at four, he's still sort of still remembering things.
Yeah.
Not quite... The way he was.
Okay.
He's still kind of childlike.
Are we on
anyway, so in
not
four.
Yet. Yes, now we are.
The Voyage Home, directed by. Was this. This was Nimoy again.
This was Nimoy again, yeah.
Such a great director.
Yep. He knows the characters. So
you haven't seen Three Men and a Baby, obviously.
So they're returning back.
And Three Men and a Lady.
Little Lady.
Right. So they're returning back in the Klingon ship from Vulcan.
Yes.
Right? And meanwhile, a giant thing has reached Earth, another giant probe.
Yes.
And is calling out for whales.
I have a question.
And there are no whales, so they have to go back in time to get whales.
And you will.
A villain is a probe.
Well, no, it's what the villain is it's one of those giant licorice cigars.
Exactly my point.
Floating in space.
You made me spend 2 hours being afraid of a gigantic licorice cigar.
But it was really annoying that.
No, what was really annoying is they landed. Ooh, there. Starfleet Academy is going to be one day.
Yeah.
Just magically. Ooh, didn't catch that reference. Sneak that in. I missed it. Good thing I watched the new one to know that reference.
Well,
there's
a
separate
one.
Another
part where you might 1984, so we all look like idiots according to them.
Yeah.
What a dumb movie.
Are you out of your mind?
It was fun. There was
this
fun
was one of the best
stuff
ones.
In the 20th century. You know, the nuclear vessels and Chekhov gets arrested.
Giant cigar villain. Like...
No,
wow,
but that wasn't the point. That was just the Deus Ex Machina to get them back.
Oh, we have to go steal the rail.
It was just the device that got them back in time to have fun in the 1980s.
This has been the worst comic moments.
Star Trek IV is probably the most accessible of the movies because it's set now.
It's the most retarded of the movies.
I disagree. I'd
have to say a lot of people really enjoyed this. I think you're just overly negative about Star Trek.
Yes,
I agree. Star Trek, it's called. What
Trek.
Star part was this? They're on Earth chasing after whales on a trolley bus.
But they're bringing... On a trolley bus. But they're going to bring the whale back.
And then Scotty...
They trekked from Vulcan to Earth. And then they trekked around
in San Francisco.
And then they land in
bus.
San Francisco. They have to get the freaking.
They don't even have change for the bus.
The Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Like they can't make
they
money on the ship? No, they have to go. I can't remember.
There's no money in the
Money is obsolete in that time. Money is obsolete in that
time. Okay, I'm not even done yet. And then they got Scotty, who's just acting as declining quickly as this series continues.
Sure, well, he's getting old, right?
And he gives the guy aluminum or something?
Hey, he tells him how to make some kind of
transparent aluminum.
Transparent aluminum.
And then
yeah.
Chekhov's in some vault, and I think he's a Russian spy. Oh, wow. Yeah. Aren't we getting to be that? I'm just, what's going on here? And then the chick comes back with Kirk, like, 3,000 years later.
Why not?
Oh, everything's great. Ooh, I love
it. Why not? Kirk's got to get some tail.
I know Kurt's got to get some tail, but you know what I'm saying.
He's from Ohio or Iowa.
It's ridiculous. This movie's awful.
Anyway, it's fun.
It's one of the best movies out of the series.
It's a good one.
No,
stop.
No.
Anyway, so at the end of 4, they're back on Earth. They're redeemed. They've saved the planet. We can start over again.
They get redeemed. They all like him now. Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
They saved the planet.
No, Kurt got knocked down a point, demoted.
But that's what
he's
best
captain.
At doing. He's best at being a captain that's out there in space rather than chained to a desk.
I love the way you said that. That was the pure Trekkie.
What do you
Which
mean?
Part?
But
out
that's
there.
Just the best thing that he's good at. He is the captain.
When
he
you the biggest team for this episode, where is he?
Captain Kirk is a captain, and he's best at being captain.
Well, that's
not an admiral.
I think this is the episode I start seeing Captain Kirk as I expect William Shatner act. This is when he starts acting like this.
Okay.
Driving me nuts.
Sure. So the next film, not to be outdone, because Nimoy directed 2 films, William Shatner was brought in to direct Star Trek V, The Final Frontier.
Now you have to remind what happens in this. All right,
so this guy, I don't even remember
Cyborg,
what he does.
It's Spock's
he's
brother.
Spock's brother.
Oh!
Right?
This one, well, okay, now I remember. The
and they're camping
one.
At the beginning.
I hope you're not
going to
say this was one of the best movies.
And
this
they go
one
to meet
the
God
worst.
At the
yeah,
end.
I got it. Okay. Yeah. First hour, I'm into this. They had a little bullet at the beginning of the movie. He's getting everybody. I'm like, okay, he's got a little army. They have a little action finally. I'm all excited.
Yeah.
Then he gets to the end of this movie.
And they meet God.
Oh, my God.
He's not really God.
He's not
really
God.
God. He's an alien.
And, I'm like, and then it just slows it down again. Just the first hour, I was kind of like, okay, I'm going to like a Star Trek movie. I'm going to like it. I'm going to like,
wasn't this done in the Star Trek Next Generation episode that the God was an alien? They did that
maybe.
Before.
Well, this is I think, uniformly regarded as probably the worst of the Star Trek movies.
Oh, the ending is horrible.
Yeah.
Like, this is another piece of crap.
Another piece of crap?
Right
no,
from
no,
the
no, no,
row,
this
row
is
your boat
the
stuff
piece of crap.
And
oh, they're all singing around the campfire?
Yeah.
Row, row.
He liked that.
Yeah.
Actually.
No, actually, this was that was one of the worst parts
in.
Of it.
Yeah.
No, I did not. No, I
yeah,
did not.
Did. Yeah, it's crap, too. Like, there's something
all right.
There.
After they met the god alien, it was
wait a minute.
God.
You just said you liked 5, and now you're saying it's crap. You
no,
said,
no, I
yes,
said the first
you did.
Hour I liked.
Shall we rewind the tape?
I know. Simon enjoyed that part where Uhura, who's like 95, does the naked dance, the fan dance on the hill.
I don't remember it.
Yeah.
She was on the. She was trying to distract the aliens. She was
trying
to fan dance.
I prop my eyes open after my Star Trek movie
Like, anyway, since nothing really happens in this one, it leads to Nicholas Meyer, who directed Star Trek II, to come back and direct Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country, wherein...
Gotta remind me. They all sell the
all right. So someone murdered some Klingons.
Yep. Don't remember.
And when they got purple
blood.
Oh,
no. Their planet exploded, which was doing their version
that's right.
of
the Chernobyl.
The Chernobyl. They had an accident.
Yeah, there's
and they're on the verge of retirement, and they have to say, well, okay, the Klingon Empire is doomed to extinction, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So we have to make friends with them.
Right. So it's basically the Klingons. Because in Star Trek, The Next Generation, the Klingons are somewhat friendly with
right.
the
who's
humans.
Who's in this one?
It's a whole bunch of people. It's actually
Plummer.
A Romulan. Christopher Plummer.
Oh, yeah, I remember this one.
He's bald and he has an eye patch. And
yeah, this one's dope, too. Kim Cattrall's in this one?
Kim Cattrall is in it. That was good. I like that Kim Cattrall stuff.
Yeah, she was pretty good at it.
She was
a Vulcan and she...
We have a running theme here. Mr. Simon hates every single movie we've done so far.
This one I didn't like either. I was born
this too. One was pretty well received as one of the better ones and that it was just a straightforward story.
Oh, this is... I remember. We reviewed this on an earlier show. I remember this one now. That's why
we
reviewed this one.
We did do this one on an earlier show.
Oh, we did?
This is the worst acting I've ever seen in all of them. They're so old they need to retire. retire. Move them along. Send them out to pasture.
Why do you like, say they should retire? This movie is about them retiring. Well, so there you go.
They're so old they should give them walkers to get down the street. Look at them, Ricardo Montalban back. They could do another one.
Well, you know what's scary is that they're still around doing movies and they're still getting around. Like Shatner's busier than ever.
Shatner's doing Boston Legal.
Yeah, that's great. Don't care.
All right. So now the next one. Generations makes the jump from old Star Trek to Next Generation Star Trek. It's we have here at Star Trek 7, but really they dropped the numbers, right? So it starts off with Kirk and his ship. He's in the Enterprise and it's being captained by Ferris Bueller's buddy.
Yes, I remember this. Alan Tuck.
Alan Tuck. And, or Tudyk?
Tudyk? I don't know, it's Ferris Bueller's buddy in the movie.
Anyway, so he's, what was that guy's name in that movie? I want to say Chandler, not Chandler, but something like that. Anyway, all right, it doesn't matter. So there's an energy ribbon that comes.
Yes,
and
I
it hits the ship, and it takes the part where Shatner was in.
Yes.
And so big bloated Scotty and Chekhov look out at the hole in space where he was.
Oh, yeah, Scotty's pretty big now.
Yeah.
I remember this
He's a planetoid.
And then they have to go find him. Then Picard goes to find him.
Well, no, what happens in the future... It's 75 years go by. They just assume that Kirk died.
Oh, right? Yeah, okay, I can't remember.
So then the guy that was on the ship that caused the whole ribbon thing to happen in the first place.
Malcolm McDowell.
Right. He's on the new Enterprise.
Yes.
And he is trying to cause the same, he wants to go to a planet and cause the same thing to happen with the energy ribbon.
The Nexus. He wants everybody to join the Nexus.
So he's been blowing up planets to cause this Nexus thing to shift. So
that it goes to the machine.
Yeah, so when he blows up these planets, the shock waves cause the energy ribbon to go through one of the planets.
Yes, and he's on that.
And
one.
He wants to be
Cameron
on the
Fry.
Planet.
That was the guy's name on the movie.
Cameron. Yes. I'm glad you dug that out of the vault. And so it would have bothered
me. We're in the vault anyway. I just thought I'd go looking.
Yeah, we are deep in the vault right now. Yes. We didn't even open the door.
No.
We were just right in there.
Yeah.
So. All right, so Malcolm McDowell causes this thing to happen, but Picard is also on the planet and gets sucked into the thing, right?
All right, I understand where we are.
Okay, and then at the same time, the Enterprise crashes onto the planet.
The new generation one does, without Picard.
Right, because, you know, they apparently they're quite inept.
And they die.
Well, they crash, but you don't know if they die or not. Right, they didn't die, actually.
Oh, they didn't die the first time they crashed?
No. Well, actually, they did. But the Nexus says, well, we're all here, and they say the Nexus can do any possibility. So in one possibility, they die, and the other possibility, but when they get it straight, like
you
said.
No, but they still crash the ship in the new reality.
Right.
Yes, they do.
But they don't die.
No. You're right.
The planet, the ship didn't, the ship in space didn't blow up. Right? But the saucer section still crashes like we saw. And that was actually a pretty big... That was a good crap.
Yeah, it was.
If I remember.
I have one thing to say about
it. So he goes into the next, he finds
crap?
Kirk, and he brings Kirk out, and they stop Malcolm McDowell. And I was doing the plot so that they know what they're getting.
Nobody cares.
All right, so anyway, Kirk dies. Go that's the end of it.
Our audience would care.
So what do you think?
Better.
You like this one?
Some actual acting.
Ooh, yes. Okay. You like the movie.
Let's break down the new generation cast quickly. Picard can act.
Yeah.
Riker, get a job. Time to go. Maria Sirtis, time to go. Worf can stay. Data, it doesn't get enough lines to really decide. Data, I like.
He gets his emotion chip.
Delayed is okay. And who's Geordi?
Geordi.
Has the visor?
Yeah.
I'm not really sure if they can relieve him. Like, I'm comfortable.
Okay.
Wasn't this the one where his visor sort of giving him trouble, or was that another one?
Maria Sirtis, or whatever her name was. And keep that scientist. She's smoking.
Which scientist was that?
The doctor?
The doctor.
With Dr. Crusher?
Gates McFadden?
Gates McFadden? Dr. Crusher.
Dr.
Crusher.
I like Dr. Crusher.
They called her the Hot Gates.
Yeah.
No,
you can keep her around anytime you want. I like Dr. I don't think this was a better acting cast.
Okay.
I thought they added some depth, except for those two bozos that needed to get off that ship immediately. Couldn't they kill them?
Which bozos?
Riker and his chickie.
Oh, yeah.
They're horrible. Every time I look at them, like, you guys like
I sense much distrust in you. There's so much anger.
It's like they're reading file cards the whole time. Like,
well, Riker did find another job. He directs the next couple of films. Well,
there's a reason for that. He can't act, and they're going to kick him off.
All right. So, you like this one. Okay. I think this one is... It's not a great film, but
it was great.
It's
better.
It's, yeah. it's not all about getting old. It's about adventure and, I don't know, there's some good stuff in there. Kirk, eh, whatever.
He dies.
He dies.
Yay! Bye-bye, Kirk.
But did he really die?
Oh, yes, he did.
Not according to...
They took him out of the Nexus, but they prevented the final thing which caused Picard to go into the Nexus.
Yes.
So Kirk would still be in the Nexus, floating through space. So if you wanted to bring him back, that would be the way to do it.
Yeah, great. Can't wait for more Kirk.
They didn't, anyway.
They left him on the planet.
So the next one, Star Trek VIII, which, again, they left off the numbering, is called First Contact, and it's...
I can tell what's
coming. I think this is probably the most action-packed, or at least the first hour of it. It goes right in. Like, the Borg are coming to attack Earth. They're taking out all the defenses. Enterprise comes in, figures out what they're doing. There's a time thing that goes back. Borg are going to change the past.
Nope.
Enterprise goes in right after them. Boom. It's like 10 minutes.
Totally.
Non-stop
first
action.
10 minutes was great.
And then the Borg are attacking.
An hour and 50 minutes of boredom follows. Like, James Cromwell, like, I'm sitting there going, I love you. Hi, I'm Jordy, and you're going to get a statue, and we're going to read about you, and I love you.
Because
love
he was him. Playing the character of Zefram Cochrane, who invented warp.
Right.
I
don't care.
Give me back for Gerard of Bundleman.
I know what you're going to say exactly.
You know what? I like the stuff with the Borg Queen.
I thought that was great.
Data and the ship.
But have you ever seen villains move so slow?
The Borg? Like,
they're
supposed to be slow moving.
Slow moving? I'm watching them. I'm like, wow.
They just overwhelm you.
It's
that's the only reason why they win.
I'm like, how do you guys even catch somebody? They couldn't catch a fat piece.
They don't have to catch them. Their shield.
They don't have to catch them.
Modulating,
if you run away, all they have to. You're going to catch a few of them.
But let's say you're firing
point.
A phaser at them. They adjust. So eventually your gun doesn't work and they finally reach you.
Right.
You could if you could keep running forever, I guess you could avoid him.
These guys think.
I'd like to see any one of us run away from them.
Especially you, yeah.
She
wants to make him like the Borg King.
I thought that was kind of cool.
Because he is like the ideal, right? He is a true cybernetic life form.
And of course, they have a black chick in this. It's got to be the sassy black chick hanging out with Cromwell.
Alfred Woodard.
Yeah.
Ooh.
This was better. Lily. Not good, but better. Better than what? Crap? Yeah. Better than crap.
I like this one. This was fun.
Yeah.
Aside from the boring stuff with the warp drive, you know.
You thought that was boring?
I thought that was kind of boring.
It showed the history of it.
Yeah.
Okay, you're on his side.
Someone's wanking on Star Trek lore. all right. Then it even gets better. Now it starts getting into, like, I'm sure you probably like these movies. Star Trek Insurrection. There's a planet that somehow makes you feel good.
Younger.
And someone's,
younger.
It just improves you overall. Makes your
Botox.
These guys have the coolest villains.
What, they were like plastic surgery.
I like these guys. I thought that was a really cool concept.
What, that they were plastic surgery?
Well, they kept having their face stretched. I thought that was kind of... Now, if they actually could use their swords or shoot somebody, I might be a little more excited.
Swords?
Yeah.
Okay. It's an
swords.
Android. Looks like Data.
Yeah.
Blow him up. Just send him out into space warp. Bye. Cut his head off.
Right.
Like, I don't get these. Why did they let them live?
I just thought this was boring. This is just like
first 10 minutes,
walking through the woods, making yourself feel younger.
Come on,
did
you like the first 10 minutes? And they're shooting people? And then I'm like, okay, bring back the cool guys. And then the end was dumb again.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't figure out how to beat them, but we'll get a guy turncoat. Oh, that's a great plot twist. Didn't see that coming. I'm like, wow, I've just watched 2 hours of a Next Generation episode, which I hated when it was on.
I think the whole point of this movie was to prove that Picard wasn't gay. I think that's the whole point of this movie, was to show him having like a love relationship. Yeah, to show him like kissing some woman on screen. And
was Picard supposed to be gay?
No,
you never. They never played up the fact. There were a couple episodes where he might have had something going on with
he's
Beverly.
Basically,
Crusher.
Married to his job. That's what he said.
Yeah, exactly.
Starfleet.
No.
They had a relationship at
so,
one point.
Meanwhile. At some point, he was cloned.
Yes,
at some point, he was cloned.
And that leads to Star Trek X.
Wait a minute. We're not finished with Insurrection.
Oh, I'm done with that.
I hated this movie. Simon hates the 1 through 8. I hated this one.
What?
This 5 and 9 stunk.
Yeah, I'd agree with you on that.
Okay. Five. One wasn't so bad.
Five
was bad.
You liked the first hour of it, though.
No, that was...
That was
eight.
That was
Fox Brother and gathering the troops and all that crap.
Yeah, I got bored.
Okay. So, all right. So, what do we think? You hated Insurrection, so...
I didn't like it.
I'd have to agree with you on that. It was a piece of garbage.
Yeah.
What did you think of Nemesis?
I wasn't still sure on Nemesis. I was sort of on the fence with that one.
Now, you know, it's basically like Kirk's younger clone is leading Romulans. Or Picard, yeah. Is leading the Romulans, and the Romulan Empire is in trouble.
It's had a great beginning.
Yeah, it was okay.
I thought the beginning was fabulous. They melted all the people, or...
What?
I vaguely remember.
Were we watching the movie, same movie?
They put something spores in or something, and they all died. They're like, choking, and they all died, and then they all choked.
Oh, yeah. That was kind of cool.
That was really stunk.
Anyway, this was pretty action-packed.
I like this one. This one is mine.
Yeah.
But I got bored again at the end.
Yeah.
And they're flying the stupid ship through
the one where Data dies.
Yeah, this is the dumbest death. Okay, so Data dies, but hey, look, we happen to have his brother.
Yeah, so Data didn't
So
really
we
die.
Fixed it right up, and he's and back to Ground Zero.
It wasn't war, it was another brother, yeah. Apparently. It was
like...
Before or something.
Before.
Before.
So we're going to kill off Riker and replace him with Data. See, that one I would like.
Yeah, but they didn't kill Riker.
They didn't
basically
kill
Riker.
Riker got married,
actually. Yeah,
Riker's wedding.
Yeah.
I think in this one, he's also supposed to get onto another ship as captain.
Like, I'm sitting there and they're having the speeches, I'm like...
Yeah. All right, so anyway.
So much for that.
Nemesis... No.
Oh, is this all Borg?
An inglorious end to the Romulan.
Oh, I couldn't do these all stunk. I don't know why you guys made me watch these.
What's interesting, though, is this kind of leads into the whole reboot, because the Romulans are in trouble, and we already know, if you watch Next Generation, the Romulans were having problems, and old Spock was trying to work something out between the Romulans and the Vulcans, because they're the same base price. So... I guess there's an accident in the future after Nemesis, which causes the destruction of the Romulan homeworld.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess what's his name is to go back in time. Spock is supposed to go back in time
to see if he can fix things.
Yeah, to see if he can fix it so he prevents it from happening.
And one of the Romulans chases them all over time.
Yeah,
a
mining
Nero.
Ship goes back in time, but he ends up before Spock arrives.
Yeah.
So he shows up in the past about, 50 years before Kirk. Right?
You better wake up, Simon.
No, I mean, it's about 30 years before Kirk. And he kills Kirk's father.
Right.
And changes the timeline. And now we're into Star Trek, the new movie, which just came out. The spring.
Reboot. Oh, we're finally here.
We're finally into the new movie.
Right.
I'm very excited now.
So, you saw the new movie.
I did.
And what did you think of the new movie?
Wow. You guys did it. All you little geeks are figured out how to make a movie. I'm really impressed. I love this movie.
Well, they brought in someone who hated Star Trek.
Smart guy.
J.J. Abrams.
Who directed Lost?
No, he got two guys to direct it.
He didn't want to direct it, but they made him read the script, and he changed his mind. You know what? You got it right.
It's a whole reboot. It's like Ground Zero, but everything that happened in the previous movies happened.
This is fantastic.
It's action-packed.
I loved it. They got off the ship. Did you see them?
Yes.
They got off the ship. They got it right. They went down into the little cave. They had Sulu go with them, so Sulu had something to do. Chekhov speaking into things. It had everything in it.
Yeah.
Can we give the man some volume?
A Beetle joke I didn't get until I had to read about the Beetle joke from some Voyager episode with Scotty, and he teleported some guy's Beagle, or I don't know.
Oh, okay.
That wasn't Voyager. That was Enterprise. That was Captain Archer.
But this was good.
It was Beagle.
You guys did it right. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy. I want to see number two.
Yeah, this was a fun movie and great cast.
O'Hara was good. She had something to do.
Well, yeah, she was kind of
Scotty
a
Scotty had something
number.
To do.
Yeah, Scotty was great.
And everything was good. Chekhov was... I'm so impressed with you guys to get the movie right. This is how you make a movie. I liked it. 5 stars. If you're listening to this podcast, you haven't seen Star Trek, go see it right now.
I mean, it's a big hit. I mean, everybody who's seen it loves it.
Skip your dinner, go see Star Trek.
Even the whole time travel crap.
No, I was cool with it. Eric Bana didn't look like Eric Bana. He did a good job. I got the Ricardo Montalban joke with the things in the ears. I wasn't too far off.
Yeah.
I love this movie. Great
Bob,
movie.
Bob, what do you think?
Well, other than the fact for Simon's like energetic approval of this movie, I enjoyed it.
Enjoyed it.
You want
fans need it for 20 years.
All right, I enjoyed it. What more do you want than that?
I got off the ship. Yay! You guys must have been overjoyed. All the Star Trek must have been like you guys getting off your seats.
But we like the ship.
This was one of the best.
I like
this
it when they're
this
on
was
the
best
ship,
one.
I have no problems with
the
that.
The scenes with Scully. Oh, it's a great Kirk movie. Getting them on the ship, giving them the little things, and he keeps having little comedy.
Yeah.
Well done, though. Overly well done.
Yeah.
You're her with the green chick under the bed. I caught that too. See,
yeah.
I was gonna miss
that
things.
Was good. Yeah.
That was good. I'm like, this is fun.
Yeah, it was a fun movie.
It was fun.
We like Star Trek.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm saying that. This is fabulous. Burn these other movies you made me watch. They suck.
They're okay. You don't have to watch them if you don't like them.
No, you can just go to buy them and burn them in a big bonfire.
I wouldn't
only burn one or
watch
two
them
of them
again.
Oh God, no.
Some of the like Insurrection, I don't think I'll ever see again. But
you probably own it though.
I have them all. Yeah.
But you wouldn't love
I watched
them,
the
right?
Final Frontier. You can.
What special features are on
these? I have no idea.
What?
They have all sorts of stuff.
With there's
a okay.
Nothing else to do?
You want to know what special features are on them?
I do.
Okay. Number 6 has a tribute to DeForest Kelly, who passed away.
Which one I liked. He's the only guy I liked.
He was the doctor. It has several different like making of featurettes. It has a few other things.
They're all the same. Is that why the only one you own or something?
Number 6, though. No, I have
is that
few
why
other
you
ones.
Know exactly what's on it?
Oh, no. That I do know. I read the box.
Does it have the Bob and underwear expose?
No, I don't know.
Okay, we better hurry up, guys.
All right, so Star Trek, Simon says, avoid them all except for the new one.
Awesome.
And I would say see 2, 3, 4, 6... 7, 8, 10. I wouldn't see
well,
ten.
Not ten.
See 11.
11.
The new one.
Okay. So
skip
I would say
most of the Next Generation ones.
So I would say avoid 1, 5, 9, 10, and parts of 7.
I'm glad that you just basically repeated what I said.
Yeah, that was great.
Because I'm agreeing with you.
But in a different way.
Yes, in a different way.
Wow, you're so good at
it. I just don't understand why you had to do it all that way.
Fuck. Now, why did you touch me there?
Hey, well, that was the thing, eh? In the first movie, that's why Spock was on the other planet, right? Because he was in love with Kirk.
That was
right?
It.
And that was the thing. It's, if you read Star Trek the movie novel, which I did back in, like, the 70s.
That's
anyway,
so that.
He had a thing. Like, he felt that Kirk was his soulmate.
It was Thiala?
Something like that.
You guys both had problems dating in high school, didn't you?
I went to an all-guys school, so there's no dating in high school. Anyway,
I have no comment.
So, yeah, okay. So, we got a couple other movies on here just
to
round things out. And the first one we have is
Praise the Lord.
Dodgeball, A True Underdog Story from the Video Vault.
Did your girlfriend make it on this one, Bob?
No, actually, I bought this, and that's why it's on here.
Oh, okay.
And I've already seen it.
Directed by Rawson Thurber, starring Vince Vaughn, Ben Stiller, Hank Azaria, Christine Taylor, Rip Torn, Justin Long, who is everywhere, according to Bob, Gary Cole, Jason Bateman. Hey, did you know that Gary Cole and Christine Taylor have worked together before?
Yeah, pretty much. Really.
Bob knows.
I do, I thought I'd get you there with that.
All right, Dodgeball. Who wants to go first?
Bob.
You want me to go first? Okay, Dodgeball. I love the movie. It was a great concept. I love the line where Rip Torn says to him, "If you can dodge, like he has these tools. It's dodgeball, so they're trying to dodge a ball. But okay, Rip Torn says, if you can, he throws a wrench. He says, if you can dodge a ball, if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. So he throws a wrench, hits Justin Long in the head.
How about
laughing for about a full minute.
Sorry, if Bob can dodge the Oreo, he can have them.
You can dodge this Oreo cake stir.
You can have it.
You can eat it.
I've seen this movie at least 20 times. Okay. I own it. Yeah. Love it. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Everything cracks me up in this movie. Just keep laughing. I love the end of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Ben Stiller actually can act a little occasionally in this. But I think,
occasionally, yeah.
Like, I really like the playoff with Vince Vaughn. I thought they really worked well together in this movie. Yeah. And it's just an excellent film.
Cool. So, I liked it too. I thought it was pretty solid.
Solid. It's excellent. I think
it's a fun movie. I wouldn't say it's my favorite movie, but it's a fun movie, and I enjoyed revisiting it.
Yeah, I enjoyed revisiting it. Where'd you find it? $5?
Yeah, basically. something a little more highbrow, Lawrence of Arabia, directed by David Lean, starring Peter O'Toole, Alec Guinness, Anthony Quinn, Jose Ferrer, Omar Sharif.
Now, I have a question, Kevin. Have you seen the full extended version, or did you watch the theatrical version?
I've seen them both.
So have I.
Yeah.
I've always seen the theatrical version fully through. No, the extended, the 3.5-hour one?
Yeah.
With the intermission in between?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
How many shots of skiing can they have in the movie?
Well, it's set in the desert.
They start off the scene.
It's the majesty. It's the majesty of sand.
I could have had a nap during the sand scene.
I did have a nap.
That's a little Spinal Tap thing.
But it was just the extended version killed me.
Oh, yeah?
Too much sand. Do you remember the old days? You guys are old enough to remember they had the family size of popcorn, not the large, but the next level above the large?
Yeah.
I finished the whole thing during this movie.
Well, you watched it at home, so you
had
the ability.
No, I actually saw it in theaters.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they re-released it and brought it back up, I went to the theaters to see it.
Wow, good for you.
I ate the whole bag of popcorn myself.
Well, that probably improved your movie watching IQ. Took you right up.
Yeah, it did.
I mean, Lawrence of Arabia is a classic.
It's
a great movie.
Fantastic movie, but I don't like the extended edition because it just doesn't. I can see why
I think if you had seen the theatrical cut and loved it, like many people like myself have,
right,
you would probably look at the extended director's cut as being, well, actually I wouldn't say it's a director's cut. The director's cut was what was released. The extended version just adds to it, you know, like any other film, they add scenes. It just adds a little bit more to the story and the panorama and the sand.
If you say so, I enjoyed
it.
This movie immensely,
I like both versions. I would recommend seeing the regular version.
Me? I like the first 45 minutes, but once it got to the sand, I was.
Yeah, that's my problem.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that. I thought it was really good.
Well, I always saw the extended. So
I would say I give it a thumbs up.
I give a thumbs
up. In the middle.
I'm sure the theatrical release doesn't dwell on that.
Is that a marginal thumb in the middle?
No, that's an actual thumb in the middle.
Up, I'm sure I would like the theatrical version more than I like the extended version, which I just thought was too long for me.
Okay. And since we're jumping around a lot in genres and styles and time periods, the last of our video vault for this week is Die Hard, directed by John McTiernan, and starring Bruce Willis, Alan Rickman, Bonnie Bedelia, Reginald Val Johnson, Paul Gleason, and Alexander Gudinov.
Passed away.
Yes.
Wow. Bob?
Love this movie. I own this movie. Actually, I own this movie on both DVD and VHS for some reason. But I thought, great. It's great. What's his name? Bruce Willis is actually an action hero. I saw him in Moonlighting and thought, okay, I liked him in Moonlighting. However, Die Hard brought him up to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, great movie, great choice for the action hero.
Mm-hmm.
So I give it a thumbs up.
That's it?
What more do you want?
Two thumbs up? Like one of the greatest action movies of all
time? One of the greatest action movies of all time. Two thumbs up. Hey.
Wow, that's more emotion you've ever showed the show in your life.
I'm kind of scared,
I'm
actually.
I'm impressed.
I agree that it is probably one of the greatest action movies of all time. It's like one of the guy movies, for sure. One of the best.
I rewatched this
testosterone
movie, and it is just still fantastic. Yep. Even though I knew what happened in every scene, a couple things I forgot over the years.
Mm-hmm.
I still enjoyed it. I think it's still
perfect.
Still
from the music to the directing to the...
Everything's great.
Bruce Willis is really good. Alan Rickman is fantastic.
That's the first Alan Rickman's big role, I think. It was the first time I ever remember.
Yeah, it was where American crowds got to meet Rickman. And then he would go on and do Robin Hood like the next year.
Yeah. Harry Potter.
Another big movie for him.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. I really love this movie. It is one of the classics, and it will probably never really dot it. I can't wait for someone to remake it.
It isn't a movie that dates itself as
well. I don't know if I want this remade.
Somebody will remake it.
I know, but it's not going to be right.
It'd be like John Cena's Die Hard.
I think anyway. That's 12 rounds.
Yeah. I didn't watch that. Bob will enjoy the description of it I wrote on the envelope.
anyway.
I'm done. I don't know.
All right, well, so, there you go. So we did the Star Treks. We did a couple of classics.
We did it all.
It's done, man. We did the whole gamut.
That's
great. Okay. So signing out. Well, do we have anything you want to discuss?
No.
Nothing. We did the whole Star Trek.
I have nothing else to discuss.
Can't wait for the next one.
Films in general, but
Well, you know, we kind of did the whole Star Trek thing. I can't wait for the next one. It'll be good. I hope. All right. Well, then for Two Geeks MTC, I'm Kevin.
I'm Simon.
Bob the intern.
And if they make it,
Simon makes us watch it whether we want to or not.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.